joined now by David Lawrence. He is the color analyst. You can hear him all the time when it comes to KU football, and you're going to hear him again coming up next Friday when the Jayhawks start the new regime under new head coach Lance Leipold. It is KU in South Dakota next Friday night, and David is here to talk about KU football and the new coaching staff and tell us about a big ticket promotion to get people in the seats and watch the game coming up next Friday. David, how you doing, man?
Wade, I'm great, and thanks for having me on. It's great to be on out in Glen Elder and Beloit, Kansas. One of my best friends, one of the great Jayhawks of all time, Grant Tiroff, is from Beloit.
Yes.
And just wanted to give a shout-out to anyone that remembers Grant Tiroff, an outstanding gentleman, coach, former center, long snapper for Kansas.
Absolutely. I'm glad you put that in there. Speaking of coaching, let's start right there at the top. New regime for KU. Coach Lance Leipold comes in kind of a little bit behind the eight ball, obviously, with the timing and everything else, with KU letting go of Les Miles. What are your impressions of Coach Leipold and the new coaching staff and what they're up against as they get ready for the first game of the season?
Great question. Well, they are up against a lot. They're 15 practices behind. That's how many you're allowed in spring practice. He was not the head coach. Kansas did have a spring ball, but it was a different scheme, offensively, defensively, special teams-wise. So it is behind that. But, you know, the important thing is we have changed the culture. And, Wade, I've been around Kansas since the 70s, and I've seen a lot of coaches come and go, and we've had some successful ones, Glenn Mason, Don Fambro, Mark Mangino, and I am absolutely certain that Lance Leipold is going to be amongst them. I think the important thing is to start by talking about Travis Goff, as he is our new athletics director. He came in just before and hired Lance. But he is a Kansan from Dodge City, Kansas. He came to school here, and he gets it. He gets it, what the Jayhawks are, what they needed. And he sought out a rock star in Lance Leipold. He is he was a six-time national champion at Wisconsin Whitewater, six-time National Coach of the Year. A lot of people doubted that he could come in to Buffalo, which is in the Tough MAC Conference, and be able to have similar success. Well, it took him 3 years, but he got it down, and they had back-to-back-to-back bowl years out at Buffalo, and now he comes to Kansas with a daunting task, but I think he is up to it. You mentioned his staff, and I think that is very important because in college football, it's those guys you bring with you. And we've had some things happen in our history. I've seen 14 head coaches come where we have had probably good head coaches, but they didn't surround themselves with great people. But Lance has actually developed young coaches starting back at Wisconsin Whitewater, at Buffalo. And these guys are all on the same page, and that, I think, is so important. They are all together on this. When the coordinators speak, it's like you're hearing Leipold speak. They know what they want to do. They had in their culture, you know, what you're going to do on the first practice, the first practice in pads, the first, week of the first game, et cetera. They are behind, but the important thing is, we got it right. And Leipold is, I think, kind of a blue-collar guy, played quarterback at Wisconsin Whitewater. I mean, he grew up learning the right way. I mean, he raised his own funds at Wisconsin Whitewater. He probably lined the fields, certainly not spoiled by any nature, and he has just grown himself, his staff, as he went from there to Buffalo and now to Kansas. And I am thrilled to have him here and feel so positive about the future of Kansas football.
So let's talk about the present. Of course, the first game coming up next Friday. More on that in a moment. The quarterback position. I mean, there's no doubt that ever since Todd Reesing departed, that KU really hasn't had a guy at the quarterback spot. And granted, it's just not a quarterback. You have to have the pieces around you as well. But it does seem very important this day and age in football with really focus on the passing game. The leagues, even the SEC now, is mostly a passing league. It's something that's been going on for quite some time in the transition of football. What about the quarterback spot for Kansas, and where does it shake out right now currently as to who's going to start next Friday and going forward?
Well, Lance is certainly keeping his starter close to his vest, but it's going to be one of three guys. Miles Kendrick, who is a redshirt senior, I think it's not a secret that he is considered the big leader. He won the leadership award from the summer training and camp. He is a 5'10", 203-pound senior, as I mentioned. Jalen Daniels was kind of thrown into the Lions pit last year behind an offensive line that certainly did not perform. And he is back. He's got tremendous talent. He's got a very live arm. He's got good size, 6 foot, 215 pounds. And then Kansas has brought in a transfer from North Texas. 6 foot three, so he's long. He is in his fourth year, a redshirt junior, and he has tremendous speed. And those of you that have been around and remember way back, there's a guy named Nolan Cromwell from Ransom, Kansas, that was our quarterback in the middle 70s. And being as the fastest quarterback, in my opinion, since Cromwell. And so he has a little extra there. And he does have, I think, a pretty decent arm that he can operate as a quarterback and passing as well. It's going to be one of those three guys. And I don't know exactly what direction Lance is going to go. But as you astutely pointed out, we have not had quarterback play anywhere close to Todd Reesing, and it's been too long. So we need, if we're going to make noise in year one, we need one of those three to step up and perform at a Big 12 conference level.
Is there a player or two maybe that you've seen or heard through the grapevine that the coaches are really high on? Maybe it's been a surprise. Maybe it's a freshman or a young kid or just somebody that's really improved from last year that they're raving about right now?
Well, I would throw out this name, and it's just my observation. There is a redshirt freshman from nearby Blue Valley North. He actually originally committed to Michigan. He's a nice-sized running back, 6 foot, 230 pounds. His name is Amari Pesek Hickson. Remember that name because he possesses tremendous size and strength, and I think he's going to be a quality Big 12 performer. And then Kansas also struck gold in a local product, Devin Neal. He is. He was the number one recruit in the state of Kansas. He is also, at this point, going to play baseball as well. And he is looking as good, if not better, than advertised. He's 5'11", 210-pound freshman from Lawrence. We also have Velton Gardner and Daniel Hyshaw. So the running back position would be probably our deepest position. And those are guys to look at. On the defensive side, I'll throw out a name. Jason Gilliam, he is a true freshman from the state of Georgia, and he has been everywhere on the defensive side of the ball and very impressive. In fact, there is a lot of youth in that secondary, and, of course, that's maybe an oxymoron when you're looking for, you know, what you want in the secondary. You want more experience, but Romello Dodson, Jacoby Bryant, O.J. Burroughs, all freshmen that have come in and really look like they're going to be quality players in this conference. So I feel great about the future on that back end.
David Lawrence, our guest, you can hear him on the Jayhawk Radio Network. Of course, next Friday, KU starts their season at home against South Dakota. You mentioned the offensive line struggled last year. Is that your biggest concern in regards to any position groups going into the season, offensive line, or is there another area that you're concerned about right now?
Great question. Well, certainly linebacker play lacked. I mean, obviously Kansas didn't win a game last year, so they lacked everywhere. Sure. But probably offensive line and linebackers of a year ago. And the offensive line is kind of a unique position because it's not just, you know, man-on-man type of thing. It's working together, and I think they underperformed. I don't know that, you know, the coaches that were in place last year were on the same page offensively, quite frankly, and I think they are going to take a major step forward. We've got a couple of guys that have transferred in from Buffalo, and one, if not two, of them may see the field in game one. Mike Nowitzki, and if you're looking, he's a center, and if you're looking for, you know, a guy that you want to have as a quality player on your team, I mean, you might start with quarterback, but in the next two or three picks, it would be a center. I mean, he calls the defense. He really sets things straight on the five-man unit up front. He was a first-team All-MAC selection a year ago. Obviously, he has helped tutor not only the offensive linemen around him, but even the quarterbacks. I mean, Myles Kendrick said he spent hours with him in the summer talking to him about some of the reads and some of the things unique about his about this offense. Michael Ford is the other one. So we do have help there. Also, Colin Grunhardt. And his dad, a longtime Kansas City Chief offensive lineman. He was also, his dad was an assistant coach at Kansas. He transfers in from Notre Dame. I think all three of those guys are going to play. We'll see who and how many of them start. So we have added to that. Plus, we have some super seniors, and that's a new term you're going to hear this year. And I think it's awesome. Kansas, the seniors across the board in college football had an option to come back for another year, and Kansas has eight of them, to my count, some of them transferring in, some of them coming back from a year ago, and I think that really helps the senior class in general. So it's great to have some of these guys. Two of them are going to be on the offensive line. So the Jayhawks should see a massive improvement, and that's certainly going to transfer over to the performance of the quarterbacks because they depend on those guys.
Absolutely. I'd like to get your thoughts on this real quick because I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you because everybody has an opinion on this. But what about conference realignment with Texas and Oklahoma going the SEC, whether they're going to leave before 2025 or whether they're going to wait this whole thing out and fulfill their agreement and everything else? What is your opinion on that right now and as to where this all shakes out? It seems like there's so many unknowns, and it's really hard to trust whatever information's put out there because everybody kind of has their own agenda when it comes to all of this.
No question. It's a fluid situation. You know, about every 3 weeks, there's a new headline regarding conference realignment. And I think patience would be the first word that comes out of comes into my mind as what we hear today may or may not be the case in years to come. I mean, we heard today about the Pac-12 wanting to stay put, and they're wanting to stay put right now. And, you know, in 2 years, they may have another commissioner. The whole landscape of college football and television packages, and that's what it's all about. That's what's driving the train here is how much you're going to get in that television package. And if they find out that they can make more money by bringing in some of the attractive teams from the Big 12 Conference, I think they'd make that change. Certainly the ACC has been open to it. There's been rumors about Kansas to Big 10. That would be a tremendous thing for the Jayhawks. There's also, you know, the talk about revamping our conference with bringing in teams, you know, like Houston, Memphis, Cincinnati, BYU, that type of thing, and you know, we'll see what takes place right there. But and as you mentioned, is it going to be 4 years? Is it going to be 1 year? You know, the Texas and Oklahoma remain in this conference. We'll have to wait and see because that would certainly expedite the process. But it's going to give people like yourself, and I've been in talk radio as well, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of rumors out there, people that you can, you know, get tips from, hints from. And, you know, in the land of Twitter, you know, people are going to be posting their opinions out there that will grab the headlines. One thing I can say that we have the best basketball coach in the country. We have a top three basketball program. And even though football, you know, might drive this, basketball makes Kansas extremely attractive and ever more important why we got the right coach in Lance Leipold to lead our football program, because year one, and I'm not saying that, you know, we might make some big noise in 2021, but I think in 2022, 2023, having a chance to get some of his guys in here, having a chance to have a spring ball, that Kansas football is going to be making some major jumps. And, you know, the timing could work out perfectly to make the Jayhawks more attractive to some of these conferences that are looking around.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Now, of course, important that you have support. And part of that support is the fan base and getting people in the stands. And there's a ticket promotion going on to get people to come to the games, correct, David?
That is correct. You can fans, you can go to KUathletics.com/tickets and then click tickets in the upper left corner, and a promo code tab will pop up. Enter the word home opener. Home opener, which obviously this is for everybody in college and high school football, home opener, type that in and get a special discount, and that will automatically be applied to those tickets. And we would love to have you out there. This happens to be the 100-year anniversary of what we now call as David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium, originally built to honor the Jayhawk alums and students that died in service of their country in World War One, and it has gone through many facelifts. I still say at the beginning of every broadcast, located at the base of the Campanile Hill, the greatest setting for college football. I always get goosebumps coming down over the hill and looking down into a full stadium with Jayhawk football on the field, and I'll continue to do that, and it will be great as our program continues to grow, to have more and more fans and see that thing filled up like we did in the Todd Reesing days, and I think that's going to happen in the future. So it'll be great to have fans from Beloit, Glen Elder, to come out and make the drive over to Lawrence, Kansas, a great community. Go downtown on Mass Street afterwards, celebrate a Jayhawk victory. A great time guaranteed.
That sounds good to me. All right, time for the off-the-wall question. David Lawrence, our guest, color analyst on the Jayhawk Radio Network. You'll hear him next Friday when the Jayhawks open up their season at home against South Dakota with kickoff slated at 7 o'clock there in Lawrence. Tell us something that most people don't know about the play-by-play voice of the Jayhawks that you work with side-by-side, Brian Haney. Brian's on. He's been on for many years with us, ever since he became the play-by-play voice, taking over Bob Davis. We always have off-the-wall questions with Brian at the end of every interview, and we have learned some very interesting and unique things about Brian with some of those questions. But David, I need you to provide a little bit of an insight behind the curtain, per to speak, in regards to something about Brian Haney that we may not know, that people out there here in Glen Elder, Beloit, North Central Kansas would love to know about your play-by-play guy.
Wow, great question, Wade. Well, first of all, he may not told you about his event to promote and give out funds for pediatric cancer. Uh-huh. The Rock Chalk Roundball Classic, which is usually every June. This year, it got delayed until August, has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for children who are suffering from cancer. And he distributes out these monies. And in fact, if you know of someone in your community that has a child suffering from this horrible disease, you know, you can get a hold of him. Contact Wade there at the radio station. He can get a hold of Brian and put him on the list as people to be considered to be one of the benefactories of this. So that's one thing. Second thing, he's a single guy. And, every woman out there wants a kind, generous, considerate person, and Brian Haney tops the list right there. So I guess, ladies, if you know, I don't know if I should give out his age, but over 30, you know, if you're interested in meeting someone that is incredibly kind, generous, thoughtful person, contact Wade. He can get a hold of the voice of the Jayhawks, and maybe, you know, maybe we can make a love connection right there. So there's two things about this guy. Extremely talented, has a heart for God, and couldn't be more happy to work with someone like Brian. And of course, I worked with the best before him as well in Bob Davis. So I've been very blessed.
It's good to know that David Lawrence and myself can help Brian and be part of the dating service for Brian Haney. That is good to know. That is excellent information. And I'm sure that might just pop up in one of our future conversations with Brian. And then to get back to what you said about raising all the money that he's done, we actually had somebody in our listening area that we certainly know the family very well, and Reagan Bowden. She unfortunately did pass away. But Reagan was one of those young people that was featured and got to go there and take pictures with all of you. Big KU fan. I think Perry Ellis was her favorite player. And Brian posted pictures, and she and the family had a great time, the Bowden family, there in Lawrence. So that's one example and kind of in our backyard. And I think it is a wonderful thing that Brian and all of you guys do to rally around the cause, because, you know, there's a lot of bad things in the world today, and we need positivity, and that's certainly one of those.
Well said, Wade, and I do remember Reagan, and it's great that she had that experience before we lost her, and it's a very emotional thing that he goes through, because certainly, while there are a lot of these kids that go on and defeat this horrible thing, that we do lose some from time to time, and I know Brian, that's an emotional roller coaster that he endures every year, but he goes after it. He's, as a committee, it's just a major undertaking. This last year, we not only had the basketball game, which he brought back, of course, former Jayhawk basketball players, Jayhawk football players. He lets me sit on the bench every year. We had a bowling event that happened the next night, and that was a major success, I thought. And, it was actually a football player by the name of Todd Reising that won the overall event. Todd, not short on confidence, I can tell you. Whether or not he's a good bowler, I don't know. But just like he was on the football field, his belief in himself propelled him to be the champion on the hardwood, the bowling hardwood. So it was fun to see Todd, and so Brian gets everybody involved.
Absolutely. David, let everybody know how they can follow you if you want them to be able to follow you on Twitter or keep up with KU Athletics.
I am on Twitter. You can get a hold of me. Old people aren't as active as younger people, but I would love to be a part of your show, Wade. Anytime you want me, I'd be glad to answer any questions. And I think the excitement is already building for Kansas football, and it's only going to continue to grow from now. But you heard me right here on your show in 2021. I'm guaranteeing that this was the right hire. And I realize that in the past things have not worked out, but this is a new day. We've got a great team administratively, and Lance Leipold is a rock star, and we're going to get this figured out. And college football is going to be a lot of fun on Mount Orion.
Fantastic. David, thanks for the time. We look forward to talking down the line later on in the football season. Have a great call next Friday.
Thanks so much, Wade, for having me on.
Take care. David Lawrence of the Jayhawk Radio Network, our guest today on the Sports Ticket.